This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Home Buying Hustlers. Crawling deeper and deeper down the dark hole of cash and corporate home buying practices recently, one of the big players, previously unknown to me, was Open Door. When I looked, it seemed like less a source where a prospective buyer would be fronted the cash to make an offer on a house to increase their chances of winning a bid, and more of a middleman practicing algorithm-based purchases, putting on a coat of paint, making some repairs, and reselling. I'm still not sure they're in the cash offers for consumers' business, but the more I look, they're definitely big players in the corporate home buying and resale hustle. Their biggest competitor is, or at least was, Zillow, the giant property and technology firm. We all know Zillow, right? If you've ever been even curious about a piece of property, you will get emails from them for months touting similar houses that their algorithms think might tempt you to buy or move. I stumbled onto a piece that was really more about Zillow than Open Door in an Economist column. The piece was entitled Homicide. Get it? How could I not read that? Anyway, the impetus for the column was the sudden collapse of Zillow's home buying fix-up spree, where they had established a business to compete with their own customers to buy houses. They had so much confidence in the effectiveness of their algorithms in estimating the market value in a house that they made offers on thousands of them, assuming they could flip them easily in the overheated market and make a killing. You can tell where this is going, right? Pride cometh before a fall, right? Zillow's tech estimated that they would win 40% of their offers and take them to closing. Instead, sellers accepted 74% of their offers before they seemed to have gotten the message they'd bought 10,000 houses in 1 3-month period. Their algorithm may have been pricing at the top of the market, and being artificial intelligence rather than common sense, may have been sweetening the deal too much, which is why sellers were jumping into their laps. The boss says AI couldn't foresee the future 3 to 6 months ahead. Frankly, who can? Zillow is expecting to lose $500 million and has now exited the reselling business. Some of the other internet estimating and buying outfits like Open Door didn't get burned as badly, supposedly because they were slower to expand, which made their algorithms smarter, if you're ready for that. Let's summarize. All of this is starting to sound like science fiction, not real estate and home buying. We do know more surely that Open Door does not seem to be a cash upfront company. We have found out that the internet can't predict the future, though some people and companies will continue to think so. As mere humans, we're still perhaps one step ahead because we're several steps slower. Worse, this kind of crazed corporate home buying is a huge issue for regular families trying to buy a house because their pockets are deeper, even if they aren't that much smarter. Whether competing against big companies and private equity or other families, none of this seems all that fair or advantageous to wannabe home buyers. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.